Thank you for calling CVS. This is Ryan. How can I help you tonight?
Hey, Ryan. Are you excited for the 300th episode of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program?
I'm sorry?
It's the 300th episode of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. Are you excited, Ryan? Yo, amigo. Are you excited for the 300th episode of Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program?
Yep.
Woo! Let's get a quick shout out for our guy, Mike.
Okay, Mike.
Thank you for calling Second Shakedown Sound.
Look, man, it's the 300th episode of WFOD. Can you believe that? Really? They've come so far. So far. 300 episodes? You got to give it up
Hello?
For that, right? Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was talking. Did you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, it's the 300th episode of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. Are you going to...
I have no clue what that is, buddy.
Oh. It's Mike Moore's show. With Travis and Drunk and Napier. You say you are listening to WFOD. Go.
You're listening to WFOD.
Woo! The 300. The big 300. Let's hear it.
The 300 episode.
Woo! Thank you.
Did you need to order something, buddy?
No, thank you so much.
Yeah.
Hey, Skull Protect Perry. This is Keith. How can I help?
Hey, Keith. It's the big 300 for the WFOD. What do you got to say? Congratulations, huh? That's a pretty big accomplishment, I say. Keith?
Okay. Yes, sir.
Is that not a big deal or what? 300 episodes they made it.
Oh yeah,
yeah. That's impressive. They gathered. Do you know how many weeks? Because usually these guys do one a week. To do 300, that's a lot of weeks.
Oh yeah, that is a lot of weeks.
That's dedication.
Oh yeah.
Have you ever done anything 300 weeks in a row?
I don't know. Maybe.
Well, do you have a job? That might be one.
I do have a job.
Well, you go to sleep every day, I imagine, 300 weeks in a row. But that's an easy one.
Sometimes.
Okay, now you say you are listening to WFOD.
You're listening to WFOP.
In the big 300.
In the big 300.
Truckers.
Hi, are you excited for the 300th episode of Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program?
Internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined, of course, by my co-host via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Catchphrase!
Is your catchphrase catchphrase?
That is my placeholder for my new catchphrase whenever I come up with one, and that is TBD.
You want me to edit it in post?
You might have to do it in many, many weeks, so people will have heard the episode, and if you archive that, then maybe you'll get my new catchphrase.
The phone number to contact the show is 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype. Napier is Skyping in. He was online, but right before the show started, he says, "Oh, I can't hear you." And now we're doing this whole fucking game we do every time Napier's on fucking Skype.
It's a, we had a very nice conversation together.
We talked for like 10 minutes, Travis. Yeah. A minute before we go live, we do this fucking game we always fucking do every time stupid ass Napier's on fucking Skype.
And it's the big 300.
Right. He doesn't feel good, Travis.
He's got the crud. He's got the crud again.
He's got the crud. Is that what he said? Oh, it was allergies, wasn't it? So now we're going to play this fucking game where I'm going to be off my game because I'm trying to get goddamn Napier on the fucking show. Because he can't drive the 10 minutes to come over here and celebrate with his pals.
300. It's a milestone.
Yeah, in the chat, Anchor says Napier's on Xbox Live right now. That's probably why his internet isn't working too good, you know?
My Skype dropped out. That makes sense.
Yeah, because he's playing Xbox. The tanks are taking up all his Wi-Fis. Fucking guy. Tired of this shit. This Skype bullshit. We let him do it the other night when we did the Paul show, and now he's going to expect it. You know, I tolerate it with you, Travis, because you can't get here.
I'm many hours away.
And you're a significant talent, Travis. And so we make that sacrifice. I'm not making that sacrifice for a motherfucker who's 10 minutes away. He gets his ass here, or we do this bullshit. I swear to God, we're going to get that Facebook message any second now. Oh, Mike, I can't figure it out now. My Skype stopped working.
It said I had to do an update, so I turned it off.
Bullshit is what it is. Guys, I don't want to get all negative, though. It's a celebration.
Welcome to 300.
Woo!
If you're new to the show, 300 will be much like all of the other ones. So if you like this, listen to past episodes.
We couldn't really think of anything like special to do. So we're just going to do like a whole bunch of normal. And that's how we're going to celebrate, is by doing like a lot of regular show.
Like almost to a fault, actually.
Yeah, I mean, how are you, Travis? Are you good? Are you still in the midst of your swimming thing that you're doing every week?
Am I swimming?
No, you're not swimming. You're going and viewing people swimming.
Oh, Taekwondo, Mondays and Thursdays. That will be from here.
Oh, it's Taekwondo. I thought it was swimming.
Swimming is on Thursday. Taekwondo and swimming together are on Thursdays. And starting next week, it'll be swimming and Taekwondo on Mondays and Thursdays for the rest of my life until I die.
Oh, we got the Facebook message, Travis. Are you ready?
Okay, let me hear it.
Is my Skype thing not working? ...
Well, maybe he should tell us if his Skype thing is working.
Why is he asking us if his Skype thing is working?
I mean, think we both tried to contact him. I tried to add him to this call. I know that you tried to.
Now everybody's gone. Everybody's gone. Guys, the show's over. The show is done. Dunzo. In mid-sentence, Travis goes, you know what Travis did? Travis probably tried to answer stupid-ass Napier. See, we can't do this. In the chat, I got Travis. Is my Skype thing not working?
What I would like to hear is just the whole episode be like the first 5 minutes of WTF, but just Mike just angry. Like an entire episode. Has that ever been done?
Just like me sitting here and nobody came to do the podcast with me, and so I'm just going to like yell at people as though they're here.
Listen, I stopped by the Arby's for a sweet tea. And
you know, they don't make the half gallons of that anymore, Travis.
Too much ice.
I used to get the half gallons of tea at Arby's, and they were delicious. But I don't get them anymore. I don't get them.
Thanks,
you know what?
Mayor Bloomberg.
I went and I bought a bottle of vodka because, you know, Drunk, he loves his vodka. And it is a buttered popcorn flavored vodka.
Oh, gross.
We were just going to try it. That was going to be the thing. But then when Napier told us at 7 o'clock that he was going to do the show over Skype, I had an idea. And it was me and Drunk were going to play the Napier's being shitty on Skype drinking game. To where if Napier said something like good and on topic and on point while on Skype, I would take a drink. And if Napier did something shitty on Skype, Drunk would take a drink.
Oh, he would die of alcohol poisoning.
Right, right. I thought it was a fair bet, you know.
The odds were forever in your favor.
Napier's playing his game, you know.
So that means Drunk has to drink the entire bottle because
Travis,
he did something extra shitty this week.
Napier has a significant IT job. He doesn't work like a shitty Rita Manuel IT job. He has like a good IT job. This is like what he does for a living.
Like,
and he can't figure out. And granted, we're even talking about him not being able to make a Skype call. But he's already been on a call with us.
Yeah, for a long time.
I mean, he called me at 7:40 and we sat here for 20 minutes.
Is my Skype thing not working?
Dot, 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 dot.
Is there a hockey game on tonight or something?
I don't know. But I have a pretty good feeling come August, Travis. I think the show's just me and you, buddy.
You think? Well, Drunk will be on his sabbatical.
Right.
And then
I think it's just going to be the Mike and Travis show. And I mean, we might have to just figure that out because I have a pretty good feeling that this show was on borrowed time.
The show as you know it. Well, I would think then that episode 300, wouldn't that be the proper time to announce the switching of formats going forward?
You want to just announce it now that in a couple of months, the show's over?
Like the motion picture classic Airheads, where they switched the station over from metal to easy listening after they broke in. I think that it's time to tell everybody that going forward, starting in August, I guess, we will be a Pinterest-centric show.
We're going to talk about, like, all of our pins?
Yeah, like our pins, our favorite pins, themed snacks that people make from parties that we might try to...
Oh, we can share, like, recipes.
Yeah, like cutting a watermelon in half and making a turtle out of it or something.
Oh, that sounds adorable.
Sounds great.
Okay, now, Travis, I can answer Napier, but it will put you on hold.
I'm okay with that.
Okay, hang up. Napier? Napier?
Hey. Yes, Mike. Can you hear me?
You sound really quiet, buddy. Why do you sound so quiet?
Fuck if I know. It's right up
here. Oh, there you go. Whatever you just did, that's good. That's good. Do that.
The microphone was a little far away.
How are you, buddy?
Fat as fuck.
Yeah?
Did you
figure out your Skype thing, dot, dot, dot?
The call ended, and I thought you were calling me. And
I was calling you repeatedly, over and over and over again.
I have zero missed calls.
Hey, is my Skype thing working?
Dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
The band's back together, everyone.
I feel good. I feel good. Travis, do you know what Napier told me the other day?
Tell me what Napier told you.
I'll tell you the whole story. This is great. And I'm in a mood for this now. There was a fella visiting from Chicago, right? And we were short guys.
The Windy City.
We were short guys on the old hockey team. And he was in town. And we were like, hey, man, while you're in town, you want to play some hockey? He said, yeah, I'd love to, but I got to borrow some gear from somebody. So I thought, you know, chances are in Napier's gun and hockey equipment room, he's bound to have some kind of gear that would help this fella out. So I thought that I would inquire to Napier, hey, Napier, do you have any spare hockey equipment? And he said he didn't. He didn't have any. And, you know, he's a goalie, so it was kind of a long shot anyway. I thought maybe he might. But
I thought Napier collected the hockey gear.
Yeah, but he collects goalie gear. This is a guy who wants to not play goalie.
Okay.
I'm not a very good runner.
And Napier just... here's the thing, Napier. When you volunteer this stuff, you have to know that it's going here, right?
I don't give a shit.
But you know,
I didn't give a shit then.
You know, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, do you volley that up on purpose, or is it just kind of happens?
Just kind of happens. I mean, ask.
Napier tells me, Travis, I have really small feet, like a girl. In fact, me and my wife wear the same shoe size. And I says, Napier, do you and your wife share shoes? And he says, yes, sometimes. And actually, we're the same pant size, too, and we sometimes share pants.
Yeah.
So do you just have one closet of, like, mixed clothes for both of you?
No. My stuff is kind of near the front. Her stuff is kind of near the middle. And the shit that we share is kind of towards the end.
Like, what kind of stuff do you share?
T-shirts.
T-shirt? You share, like blue jeans and stuff?
Oh, no, I don't wear jeans. She wears jeans. I don't like jeans.
What do you wear? Like a sensible pair of slacks?
No, I wear the cargo pants. That's all I got.
Do you guys wear shorts? You don't ever wear shorts. I don't think I've ever seen you in a pair of shorts.
That's because I don't own any. I haven't owned any since I was 10.
Really? Napier, you strike me as a shorts kind of guy.
Nope, don't wear them.
Is it because you're ashamed of your gams?
I'm not ashamed. I don't have a good fur pattern on my legs.
That's because you shaved your legs.
I didn't shave my legs always. I shaved them once 10 years ago. Either way, I've got no hair on.
What was the reason for you shaving your legs?
I was bored and it was hot.
Did it help?
Nah.
Did it mess up your fur pattern? Like, was your fur pattern better before the shave?
No, like in the last 8 or 9 years, I've been going bald on my legs.
You've been going leg bald?
Yeah, I got a big patch of like nothing on my calves. Like all the hair is going away from my calves, and it looks a little funny.
You know why? It's because you never wear shorts, so your legs are always rubbing on your pants. Is rubbing those follicles right off your legs.
Potentially, I don't know. I don't wear shorts, so I don't see it until, you know, I just look down there one day like, hey, wasn't there hair there?
Napier, do you have hair on your second knuckles on your fingers? Like the bottom knuckle, or the bottom part of your finger. I know that part, everybody has hair on that part. But the second one.
Nope.
Like the second one. Travis, you got hair on those?
Nope. Goes right up to that knuckle and stops before it penetrates the area.
Yeah, yeah. The top ones and the second ones are bald, and then the other ones, they got hair on them.
I've seen people with a little, you know, a little spot of hair there. That's really creepy.
I'm starting to get a Mel Gibson thing going on in my beard too. Like a stripe down the middle. That's freaking me
like
out.
Like a missing stripe?
No, you know how like Mel Gibson has like a brown beard, but then he has like a gray stripe down the middle.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, I got that now.
Oh yeah, mine. I've always done really well with the facial hair. I can grow a nice beard. The problem with mine, though, now is I'm getting old and sickly. So if I grow it out too long, I got real big gray patches in my beard. So that's unfortunate. I think I'd rather have the pattern. The stripe would be nice, but patchy gray is a real bummer.
Maybe you don't get into the sweatpants, do you? They're asking if you're a sweatpants guy, but I don't think you're really a sweatpants guy. I think I've only ever seen Napier wear cargo pants.
You can see your dick through sweatpants. No, what the fuck? Why would you do that to yourself?
Not if you wear a sensible underpant.
I think you can see my dick.
Every time I've ever seen Napier in my entire life, he's been wearing cargo pants.
Been wearing cargo pants since I was like fucking 13.
Do you
cargo pants and steel toe boots?
Do you put cargo in them?
Yeah, they're like man purses.
What do you keep in there? I guess your vaping stuff.
Well, my vaping stuff, or before that, I had my cigarettes, my Zippo.
I think I got
my
The best use for those cargo pants was back in the day was petty theft.
Yeah, you could easily stick all kinds of shit in there.
Remember when PlayStation, the original PlayStation, was out, and they all came in little CD cases, and most of the time your department stores didn't lock them like they do now. You could fit like 6-7 PlayStation games in one of those cargo pockets.
Oh yeah, at least 3 or 4.
Walk right out.
Travis, did I tell you that I've found my Mr. Glass? In a general sense, I've found my Mr. Glass. Not like a specific person, but like I've found the type of person. And it's when I argue with people like that are just dumb as fuck. See, because people that are of like a certain pedigree of intelligence, I can argue with them and it's fine. And I usually get some kind of enjoyment out of it. But when I'm arguing with somebody who's like so fucking stupid, when I reply to them, they don't even understand what it is I'm saying, then that just ruins me. Because then, like, I feel like I have to go back and explain what I said.
Does this happen a lot to you, Mike?
Or it just completely escapes them. And that is my kryptonite. That is. But the thing is the people who are dumb as fuck, you really want to argue with.
Why?
But it's not going to go anywhere. You're not going to win because they're dumb as fuck.
I'm still not caught up because I was thrown for a loop when you said you found your Mr. Glass, because I thought that you meant you found your marijuana pipe, your Mr. Glass. So
that would be a good marijuana pipe name.
Yeah, Mr. Glass.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, it's. Just people that are just completely dumb as fuck.
Do you argue a lot with people in like real life, or is this mostly internet things?
No, it's all internet things, Travis. I don't talk to people in real life. I avoid everything. I went to the Denny's last night, and we had probably the worst dining experience of our life. But you know what we did at the end? We paid the bill, and we left a $2 tip, and we left. And then and then you know what I did? I went home and I blasted them on the internet, Travis.
Justice.
I went to denniescares.com and I left them a really negative review.
Listen here, Denny's, store number 342 gave me the worst dining experience at a Denny's that I've ever encountered.
The waitress noticed trash on the ground, and she just... Every time she walked by it, she kicked it. She just kicked the trash.
Did she kick it away, or did she, like, kick it underneath something?
No, so like, she was making it into a game.
So it was a game. She was like, oh, I found there's that piece of trash again.
Yep, gonna kick it. And then, like, when she came back the other way, she kicked it the other way. And then every time she passed the trash, she kicked it.
The poor busboy at the end of the night was the one that had to eventually clean it up.
Yeah, and we should have known because it was like prime dinner time. There was nobody there. And so we should have just known, this isn't a Denny's that we should probably go to.
Nobody comes here. I wonder if there's a reason.
Right. Everybody knows this isn't a place that you should go to. They just recently redid it on the inside. They got rid of all the seats with the green duct tape on them. And put in like new seats, but it's just as gross.
They should have left the seats in there so you knew what you were getting into when you walked in.
Yeah, so then when you sat down on the green duct tape seat, you'd say, I know about what I can expect. And you know what? I started off my negative review about the Denny's by telling them, look, just so you know, we go to Denny's and we know Denny's is shitty. But this is shitty, like beyond shitty. So I wanted to start that because I wanted the Denny's that read it to know I know what a Denny's is usually like.
I do not expect much out of your franchise, but let me tell you something.
Yeah. I don't want you to read this review and think this is a snob who's used to going to Applebee's and doesn't know the step down that is the Denny's. No. I know Denny's. And this was no Denny's friend. This was something else.
Did you get a reply?
No. I didn't ask for a reply. I don't want their coupon for a free stack of pancakes, Napier. I just want them to know that I think they suck. That's happened to me a couple of times where I've complained at restaurants and they've replied and said something along the lines of like, hey, let me compensate you with this coupon. And I always say, no, no, I don't want your goddamn coupon because I don't want you to pay me off and think that it's acceptable. I'm taking the time to tell you your shit sucks, and that can be the end.
Yeah, don't give me your coupon so I can have the same terrible experience again.
Right, right. It's going to suck even though it's free. It's just shitty in general. So
I had that at Walmart like when I was a little bit younger, when I would take my vehicle in there for an oil change because I'd have shopping to do. And I think that one time I waited, I had taken it in there and there was zero cars in front of me. And an hour and 20 minutes later, they still hadn't changed the oil on my car. And I bitched and they gave me a coupon for a free oil change for next time I came in. I'm like, well, they're trying to make it right. Maybe something came up. So I went back 6 months later. Maybe it wasn't a few months later and for an oil change, and it took an hour and a half to change my oil on that free, the free change. So, they don't fix anything. They just want you to shut up for a few months so they can go about their business.
Guys, yeah, Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here. Hi, Drunk.
Hello.
Drunk, I mean, you are here. It is, you know, about the time you're here, but did you happen to notice what time it was?
It's time for Ask Dr. Napier.
All right, so this was actually an unplanned Ask Dr. Napier, but we've gotten a bevy of email activity in the last couple of days. So I'm just turning it into a Ask Dr. Napier segment so that Napier can address concerns we've gotten in our email box. Napier, are you prepared to do this?
No. I mean, yes.
From Chris Porter.
Are you paying attention?
Yeah.
Chris Porter, the hockey player?
I don't know if Chris Porter is a hockey player at all. I have no idea who Chris Porter is. He emailed us. I like Chris Porter because he emailed us. That was a nice thing of him to do, but I don't know who he is. Chris Porter, tell me who you are. I mean, I guess we don't have to know who everybody is, though, right, Napier? We could just have listeners. Drunk, I was going to propose a drinking game with you.
Okay.
Because I did get Odka, which is a salty caramel popcorn flavored vodka.
God, and the drinking game
I was going to suggest to you was me and you were going to drink. I was going to drink every time Napier was on point and did something decent while on Skype.
So you're not
going to
drink it.
And you were going to drink every time Napier said something shitty or fucked up Skype or wasn't paying attention.
So I'm going to get hammered.
Probably.
Off of horrible tasting vodka. That's like the shittiest flavor in a Jelly Belly bag.
No, Travis, popcorn. I think it's going to be really good. Me and Drunk are going to both have a shot of salty caramel popcorn flavored vodka. I've been chilling it on ice. Sounding. What is it? It's a salty caramel popcorn, Drunk. Yeah. That doesn't say anything about butter. I don't know where I got butter. It kind of looks like butter. It looks like piss is what it looks like. It is the color of piss. It is.
I wonder what the point of that vodka is. Is like, do they have a cocktail suggestion on the back of the bottle or something?
You don't love yourself if you're drinking that.
Especially if you're drinking it straight.
I mean, it's not terrible.
I don't hate it.
Drunk?
Yeah, it didn't like make me sad.
No.
It was okay.
I didn't give the face or nothing.
No.
That's interesting.
It had like a kind of like a little bit of like a Crunch and Munch flavor to it, mm-hmm. And then it was just kind of vodka.
Yep.
I stand corrected.
And it was kind of smooth too. It wasn't like a shitty vodka.
I agree.
I like this Odka salty caramel popcorn flavored vodka.
I'll take another shot of that.
Drunk's going to take another shot, guys. It is a celebration, you know. Napier, you're missing out, buddy. You're going to drink this piss that me and Drunk are drinking.
I doubt it's going to be any good.
We liked it. All right, questions for Dr. Napier from Chris Porter. If time travel was invented, but you could only travel backwards for up to 30 minutes, what would you do with that power? Personally, I'd try to get a threesome with myself, although I suppose you could also commit murder with an ironclad alibi. This is a question that somebody asked us, Napier.
Have a weird, really weird threesome with my, however it works, double wives.
So, like,
grab one, take
you
it back.
And you would double team your wife?
No, I'd take the wife back, and then we double team the wife.
So you so are be, bringing your wife with you, so you have can yeah, nail your wife twice.
Yeah, it's a threesome, but it's not cheating.
So you're what you would do with your time travel is have your wife go back, and then two of your wife have sex with you.
Yep.
I'd go back that 30 minutes. That way, I could have two of me, so I could get done on time to make this podcast.
Hey, look, it doesn't give you two dicks, brother.
All right, from probably Liquid. I don't know. It was sent from an anonymous email on our contact form. I just assume they're all Liquid, right, Travis? They're all Liquid, right?
I mean, I assume so.
So last night I was at the casino with my wife. I was getting a free Diet Coke when a guy turned to me and told me that aspartame was horrible and it was toxic and I should never, ever drink it. I should also mention that this man must have weighed 500 pounds and had an oxygen line going to his nose. I just smiled and nodded and went to find a video poker machine. How should I have responded?
I guess that's fine. I mean, I don't see what other response you could give.
So, Mike, is 300 a good time to kill this bit?
Ask Dr. Napier?
Yeah, Napier's his suggestions used to be so colorful. He used to have grand schemes behind him. Now he's like, no, that's fine.
He's playing World of Tanks, Travis. Leave him alone. William from the Changing Opinions podcast.
So mine would go one of two ways.
Maybe we should change it to Ask Dr. Drunk.
I would either yeah. say thank you very much to the man, or I would ask him who the fuck he thinks he is. It's good.
You know what you do? You pull those hoses out of his nose, and you run away.
Yeah.
You pull the hoses out of his chin nose. Music.
Only problem with that is their casinos are highly securitized, say, with security guards.
Wait, say that again?
Securitized, Travis.
Securitized.
Securitized.
So I probably wouldn't do the latter.
Email from William from the Changing Opinions podcast. Hi, I gave you an rating and review in iTunes for your podcast with a 5-star rating. Would love for you to do an R&R on my podcast as well. Cheers, William.
That's meant for Mike, not for Dr. Napier. Mike, you're the host. It's your show.
I hate when you guys say that. I hate it.
Why?
Well, I mean, it is your show.
It's our show.
But I mean, Mike, I mean, really, it's your show.
Napier, you've done 277 shows. I counted. It's your show, Napier.
I thought it was 262.
I counted wrong. I did a double check.
Okay.
I erred on my second check. I went with that one because I wanted to give him the benefit of the doubt, and it was closer to my prediction.
Okay. What did you go for me?
William from the Changing Opinions podcast. No, buddy. But we do appreciate you listening. Thanks for the subscription. Great.
Hey, Mike, it might be our show, but you don't answer for all of us.
And tell your friends to also rate our show. Give it a 5-star rating and tell their friends to do the same. Thanks a lot.
Right, right. Thanks for the email.
And rating, I'm guessing that's
what our rate and review. Gotcha. Yeah, that's the one of those podcast things.
Oh, I thought it was review and return or some shit.
I thought rating they wanted to, like, interview you or something. But you can go on there and give them a 5-star. That ain't hard.
Why? I don't listen to their show.
Okay, fair enough.
I appreciate him doing it. That was nice of him. If he liked the show, I'd hope that he would. But I'm not going to return the favor just because he returned ours. That's gay. I guess you can't say that's gay anymore, Travis. What's the right thing to say? Disingenuous?
Mm-hmm. Homosexual.
There you go.
It's disingenuous, which has nothing to do with fucking dudes in the butt.
So is that.
Email from paul@strangelabel.com, which I don't think is a real email address. Is Paul real? I listened to WFOD, and I kept thinking that Paul sounds like any other generic guy I hear on a thousand other podcasts when it hit me. Did you pay a voice actor to record hundreds of audio clips that you used in a soundboard to simulate Paul in an attempt to replace Travis? I can understand why having a virtual co-host would be beneficial. They always show up on time, they never get mad and quit the show, and they always come prepared. All you need to do is spend hours editing in Paul's voice to get a good natural rhythm, and bam, you got podcast gold. So is that a compliment of Paul that he's podcast gold? Because it started off kind of negative towards Paul, I feel.
Well, it's funny, too, because back in the day, you had the listeners convinced that Paul was doing my voice.
Yeah, Paul was doing the drunk character.
Yes.
Right, right. But just like how sex with the Gruntmaster 6000 is more pleasurable than any human could be, you still want the genuine thing. Don't replace Travis with your virtual host, Paul. I recommend sending the Paul program to either Not Safe for Water Coolers or the Lotus Cast for obvious reasons.
Wait, back up a second. Did somebody actually think Paul was doing a character called Drunk?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That went on for a long time. We had Drunk really upset for a while because
That's amazing. We
were telling people that Drunk wasn't real and that Paul was doing the Drunk character.
That's awesome.
And Drunk would come in and he would try to interrupt Paul on purpose to prove that there was two people here.
But people thought Paul was just really good at that.
Yeah, yeah. It was a funny bit, Drunk. You got to admit.
It was a funny bit. Looking back on it,
You didn't like it at the time.
Highly comical, yes.
Because people thought you were fictional.
Right.
But you weren't fictional. You're real, Drunk. Buddy.
Absolutely.
You're a real man.
Or is he? And is that the reason that he's only
in
the
back? If I was fake, I'd be way better at this show than I currently am.
And as I mentioned before, Travis is an integral part of this show. He does a lot of creative work. He helps me a lot behind the scenes.
More than any other co-host.
I am not replacing Travis with anybody. Paul, however, was a co-host of the show for many years. And to commemorate our centennial, I thought it was centennial.
Tricentennial.
I thought that it would be fun to do a show with him and kind of catch up and say, hey. But no, nobody's replacing Travis ever. Travis is...
I miss that Paul. He's done a couple of shows since I've been on. Like, he's popped in to catch up.
I'm a Travis guy, you guys. So, yeah, that was Ask Dr. Napier.
And that was Ask Dr. Napier.
We don't have much left, but let's go ahead and take a break because I made a break, right?
Hey.
You're listening to Strange Label, the finest in internet radio.
This has gone on for days. How do we stop it?
I'm afraid we can't. All we can do is pray that the Mecha Schumer doesn't come this way and ruin everything we love.
Oh no, you spoke too soon. Here it comes. Run, Lenny, run!
Ain't no use running. I'm tired of running.
But Lenny, the jokes are worse than the destruction. We have to run.
It's all shit anyway. Let's just get it over with.
She's right on top of us, Lenny.
Rawr. My pussy smells like rusty nails, even when I'm not on my period. Rawr. I'm such a whore. My pussy is like throwing a hot dog down an elevator shaft.
Ah! 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 You're so funny and original! Ah! 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 It's working! Try it with me next time!
Rawr! Want to hear me queef? It sounds like the whoosh when you send an email.
Ha! 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 Man! That was so funny! Ha! 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 By God, it's working.
We have to warn the others!
No! No, the others are on their own on this one. If everyone is woke, no one is woke. The Mecha Schumer must be fed.
Rock, why are you haters body shaming me? It's because I'm a woman, right?
Hey, what's up? This is Benny from Podcheese, one of the many fantastic podcasts that you can find here on the Strange Label Network. And, wow, 300 episodes. Quite a milestone. I've been a listener for a long time now, several years, in fact. But more so than just a listener, I've been a fan. And I believe that if you've got the ability to entertain people and make them laugh, that's a gift. And I appreciate you sharing that gift with me. And for that, I'd like to say thank you to Drunk and, you know, and all the other guys as well. You know who you are. So congratulations. And here's to 300 more. Thank you. Once again, Drunk, and, you know, all the other guys, too.
W-F-O-D. Hey, guys, this is Scrub from Sonic Blasphemy, and I just want to say congratulations to Mike and Travis for finally tying the knot. I always knew you two would finally find true happiness and to know what real love is. And wait, what? So they didn't get married? 300 episodes, huh? Well, fuck. Hey, congratulations to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program for 300 episodes. Keep up the good work, boys. Cheers.
Once again, WFOD, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
What you mean?
See, Travis, you know what I mean? What I'm saying is, like, you know, my replies are so witty. You know, they're witty replies.
You're a witty guy.
That sometimes, like, my witty replies, they'll go right over their head. And if they go over their head, then it's like it wasn't a direct hit. So it was like I didn't even really get him at all. The zinger was lost.
Well, what you got to do is a lot like those famous comedians on Twitter where they just retweet the dummy for all the people to see. Right. And then they do your work for you.
Yeah, but I don't have that kind of following, Travis. I retweet, and all I just did was retweet
a dipshit. And then people just say, why is Mike retweeting a dipshit?
Well, let me give you a suggestion.
Okay.
Become a famous comedian.
Okay.
Get a lot of Twitter followers.
Just as revenge for the dummies is what you're saying.
Yeah. Work really hard. Do a lot of open mics. Grow your following.
Get a good 30 minutes that I can take out on the road.
And also have a good five. So in case any of the late night shows, a good clean five.
A clean five?
Late night shows want you, then you have that clean five worked out. You gain some Twitter followers there. And once your Twitter followers are high enough, then you just retweet the dummies and then you win.
See, Travis, I truly believe that I'm prepared for this because I've been watching that Pete Holmes show. And it's given me the blueprint on how to succeed.
Are you enjoying that show? I love that show.
I do. Well, I mean, you jerk off to Pete Holmes, so you'd like it anyway. But I like it, and I don't even really like... I mean, I like Pete Holmes. I'm not going to say I don't like Pete Holmes.
I don't get him.
You don't get him?
To watch that show, you don't need to. You just you get kind of his backstory as like this weird Christian guy who's getting a divorce and
drunk,
he's trying to be...
Maybe Pete Holmes is a little too cerebral for you.
He might be.
Maybe his stuff just goes right over your head.
I guess so.
He's a real thinking man's comedian.
He's for them thinking mans.
Yeah. Could be.
See, that's what it is, Travis. I think that, you know, we do the thinking man's humor and we attract dummies.
So should we need to come up with the
not any of the people that are in the chat right now. They're all like they get what we're doing. You know what I'm saying, Travis? I feel like they get what we're doing.
Right.
But you know, we kind of open ourselves up to gravitate towards a certain level of dipshittery.
Well, if you look at it on the surface and you just look at it for the pee-pee-poo-poo humor, you're not going to get what it's really about. There's a deeper meaning here. And
it's like the Beavis and Butthead, Travis.
Right.
You know, the Beavis and Butthead, if you really watch it, those guys are like great philosophers. The Beavis and Butthead. They have a bigger meaning, you know? They have a bigger meaning. We're like the Beavis and Butthead of podcasts. Right, Napier?
Oh, I gotta take a shot.
Yeah, time for a shot, drunk. He's probably
answer, but I didn't have a good reply. So, there was no wit in there.
No, Napier, we're the thinking man show is what we are.
Really? Was it before or after our 30 rape jokes at the beginning?
No, that was the old us, Napier. That was the old us.
When we were young.
We've evolved. We've become so much more. We're the thinking man show now, Napier. The thinking man.
Is it because we got rid of Paul and added Travis?
Well, it's just like the Matrix, you know, when Neo finally becomes the one, when he embraces who he truly is, he controls the entire Matrix.
Travis brought an element of sophistication, is what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Travis brought it up a notch, Napier. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Napes? We like put our pinkies up when we drink tea and shit. You know what I'm saying? We're the thinking man show.
Butter flavored vodka.
It doesn't taste like butter. It's salted popcorn.
I was about to say it tastes more like caramel.
Yeah, it has like a salted caramel popcorny crunch and munch kind of taste to it.
More crunch and munch than fiddle faddle.
Yes.
What's a fiddle faddle?
What? You don't know what fiddle faddle is?
Oh, no, you don't know Baby Bell cheese. You don't know fiddle faddle.
You don't know Baby Bell cheese. What the fuck?
I thought neither one of these yahoos. I said I was having a...
It's the cheese with the wax, and it's round, and it's delicious.
Yeah, I was crunching some paper before we started the show, or some plastic. He said, what's up? I said, it's a Baby Bell. I'm hungry. I'm going to have a Baby Bell cheese. And they said, what's a Baby Bell?
It's like a string cheese, but better.
I couldn't believe it.
Napier, you don't think that we're the thinking man show? You think we're just crass?
I don't listen to much podcasting, so
we're
can't really
crass fools.
But do you absorb pop culture and entertainment? Do you absorb radio? I mean, it's all the same thing.
Napier drives around listening to Korean pop music and himself
Japanese
singing
pop
songs.
Music, sir. I listen to J-pop and I listen to my karaoke's.
It's baby metal and Napier doing his own songs.
Napier's like, I gotta listen to myself sing Waterfalls.
Hey, hold on. I listen to baby metal cover bands, okay?
You listen to bands that sing songs by baby metal?
Yeah, they take their song and they translate it into English.
Are they also jailbait Japanese gals, or is it adult males singing their songs?
It's half like 35-year-old dudes and half like 35-year-old broads, and all of them are white, and they sing Japanese music.
But translated into English.
About 50-50 on that, too.
This is a weird subculture.
Hey, internet's weird. Don't know what to tell you.
Do you think that the majority of these women's fans look like you? I mean, like, if you go to a baby metal show, is it all going to be a bunch of guys in cargo pants wearing their girlfriend's t-shirts?
Well, they tour with other metal groups. Like, they don't just tour on their own. There's, like, they did something with Metallica not too long ago. So it's like people who go to metal shows, it's what they look like.
So yeah, I think that's probably kind of looking like Napier, right?
No, like, add about 50 more pounds and some band t-shirts. I don't wear band t-shirts.
Right.
You need dyed black hair.
You need the Coal Chamber t-shirt for sure.
I own band t-shirts. Kiss off.
I don't own any band t-shirts.
You don't own a single band t-shirt? You're a white male.
That does seem odd.
No, I got a whole bunch of, like, comic book, you know, kind of t-shirts and, you know, weird.
Is it because your wife wouldn't split the cost of the t-shirt with you because she'd have to wear it half the time?
Well, they can only buy t-shirts of things that they share interests in.
Yeah.
Hey, wife, I love Seven Dust. Can I buy a Seven Dust t-shirt? No, I don't like Seven Dust. Oh.
No, get that cat with a cupcake in front of it t-shirt instead.
Yes, wife. I can't get any fucking Seven Dust t-shirts because the wife will just ask me if I'm a 13-year-old girl. And when I say no, then she'll say no, then you can't get that t-shirt.
Napier wears a polo shirt with a My Little Pony on the chest. Like
where the alligator used to be?
Like every four times I see Napier, he's wearing a shirt with a My Little Pony on it.
I know, it makes you angry.
And to back up, I'd like to meet that 13-year-old girl who likes Seven Dust, because she's probably pretty cool.
It sounds pretty cool, right? I'm sure her dad probably liked Seven Dust, right? And then, like, she just kind of kept it going.
Indeed.
She'll end up as the drummer for a band like Skillet.
God, Skillet is so fucking lame.
I think I have, like four Smashing Pumpkins shirts that I don't really... Laura wears them sometimes, but I rarely wear them. They're kind of, like, really old, and so, like, she wears them, like, to sleep in because, like, they're really soft because they've been washed so many times.
Yeah,
because there's not much of it left.
Right, like, you know, in high school, I wore the same Smashing Pumpkins shirt, like, twice a week, and so, you know, it's been around. It's been worn a lot, and so... it's just kind of there so that she could sleep in it. So I think I have an Alice in Chains shirt that has holes in it. That might be the only ones I have.
Yeah, back in the day, I had a Dave Matthews shirt, which I've since grown out of.
Do you still listen to the Dave Matthews?
Not as much.
Where did he go?
He died.
Well, he didn't.
He's still out there. They're still doing their weird arena rock thing.
They don't make albums anymore, though. They just kind of tour. Every summer.
But I do have a plethora of Bob Marley shirts and sweaters.
See, that is not surprising.
Like, you don't like Bob Marley's music.
Oh,
buddy.
I love Bob Marley. I listen to him weekly.
Don't open up this can of worms again.
I mean, you wear Bob Marley because you want other people to know that you smoke weed and he kind of represents that.
I absolutely love Bob Marley.
You like drive around listening to Bob Marley.
I can listen to the Legend CD every day if I wanted to, yes.
He's got the Bob Marley sweatshirt over the top of a fish t-shirt just so people really know he's
Travis. Drunk does not listen to Bob Marley ever.
I bet he constantly listens to Bob.
Ask our lady. She'll tell you. I would listen to Bob all the time.
You just turn him on?
Yep.
I imagine that if he marries that woman, there will be a Bob Marley song at the wedding, and also Bob Marley will be the reason she divorces him later.
What's that song, No Woman, No Care?
No woman, no care.
That sounds about right.
No woman, no care. Got 10 dressers full of underwear. No woman, no care.
Well, I'll lose 2 of them if she leaves, so.
You gotta call that. You call out that, like, if you guys got a dog together. Those are your dressers.
So, Mike, can I ask you a question real fast?
Oh, I wish you would, Drunk. I wish you would.
So, during break time, I went and used your restroom.
Uh-huh.
And I noticed...
Did you turn off the sink? Because Laura gets really mad when you guys don't turn off the sink.
Yes, I turned off the sink.
Okay.
And I noticed you had, like, a 3/4 empty bottle of kids' bubble bath. And you don't have any kids.
That's been discussed before, hasn't it? Mike loves bubble baths.
I love bubble baths.
So you,
I go in there and I take me a bubble bath, and I play Panda Pop.
And what was your favorite flavor, Mike? Grape.
They had the grape. Yeah.
So is this why you were so obsessed with like the handle thing that you were talking about? The thing that goes over the handles for your, like a pillow.
The bath buddy.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah. So that me and my lady could take a bath at the same time. You know,
you got a big enough bathtub for both of you to be in it?
If you got like a cushion that fit over kind of the faucet so that your back wasn't pressed up against the faucet and you guys could sit in the tub together.
But why get the kids' bubble bath?
I get both.
Do they make adult bubble bath?
Of course they make adult bubble bath.
Yeah, bath science.
That bubble bath smells like blueberries or something. It has kind of a pleasant aroma. I don't give a and shit that it's for kids.
Never seen
it makes good bubbles, Drunk.
And it's probably $1 as opposed to the $14 that adult bubble baths cost.
Get my bubble bath at the dollar store, Drunk.
How often do you take a bubble bath?
You know, probably 2 or 3 times a week.
Jeez. Holy shit.
I make me a nice glass of sangria. I get in the bubble bath, and I relax.
You just kick it in your own filth.
Unwind after a long day.
It is pretty amazing. I took a bubble bath on Saturday, actually. I did a bunch of yard work. It was finally nice enough to do some raking and pull in some trees that have fallen into by my fire pit. And I was sore as shit, and I thought, you know, what's going to be perfect for this is a super hot bubble bath, a Corona on the side of the tub, and my Sudoku on my phone. And Drunk, it was amazing.
I advise you to treat yourself, brother. You get some Epsom salt, like some of the stuff that you know, eases your aches and pains.
I don't have a tub.
After just get the Morton.
A long goddamn day at the work.
I only have a flat shower.
Drunk buddy. Get yourself a nice bubble bath.
Can I do
Go
that?
Over to a friend's house.
Can I do that here?
Yeah, take yourself a bubble bath. That's fine. You take yourself a bubble bath and you just relax. You just take it easy. You just kick back.
Maybe we'll make that a bit one night.
Drunk takes a bubble bath?
Just take a bubble bath.
We'll check. You guys can record that.
Drunk can call in from my bathroom.
You're still.
Light yourself a candle and just unwind, Drunk.
Yeah.
You just take her easy. You know what I'm saying? You just take her easy.
So do you Joe while you're bubble bathing or no?
No, sir. No, sir. Sometimes I get in the bubble bath after I Joe.
Okay.
You know, to wash up.
Okay.
And you know, then that's when I'm, you know, nice and good and relaxed, and you know, I have time to do my thinkings.
Gotcha.
You got to remember, you are sitting in that water, so you don't want to do anything too disgusting.
Well, no, I mean, sitting. Yeah, I bubble bath, and then like I shower all the bubbles off of me.
Oh. So you got to do both.
Well, yeah, generally.
It seems like the. Defeats the purpose.
The bubble bath isn't about bathing. The bubble bath is about relaxing.
Right. It's not a full shower that you take afterwards. You just rinse off and maybe, you know, if you couldn't get your hair nice and washed, you wash your hair.
Michelle in the chat says, I do all this, but in my sister's hot tub, LOL. Well, I mean, good.
Polluting over there.
Good for you. Yeah. You know.
Aren't hot tubs so just
could
like
I,
a
could I just relax in my pool semen. Then? And it's just like,
oh, you got a pool?
I do have a pool.
Are you going to invite me over this summer?
Sure.
To go swimming?
Absolutely.
Is there a swimming pool?
I do have a swimming pool, yes, sir.
Do you think we could do the show poolside some week?
Yeah.
Do you ever not play Bob Marley out on the deck while you're in the pool?
Do you have outdoor speakers that you can play some Marley?
I have like a Bluetooth, yeah, dealio that goes to my cell phone.
Wow.
You got to get some big speakers out there, buddy.
I mean, I do have kind of a lot of old neighbors, so I do try to keep it a little on the quieter side.
Right. I mean, the show's over, I think, you know?
100, should it be?
Yeah, yeah. The show's over. But
I don't know what to do with all this time I have from not driving over or driving back now.
Yeah, don't get used to this, Napier, because I hate it.
You could probably Joe too. I mean, you got plenty of time.
It's pretty much the worst thing, Napier. It's really bad.
Before we actually end this show, last week I told you about that comic book purchase that I almost made for that original comic art, and you kind of guffawed at that, and somebody bought it, so it's fine. But if you look, in celebration of the 300th episode, if a bunch of listeners wanted to get together, I did post a bunch of prices and comic book cover art that I would like on our Facebook page underneath the last episode's post. So if you guys want to go and check out the last episode's post, $2.99, I posted all of the comic book art that I really would like to have. You guys just go ahead and get together.
Buy Travis a present.
Buy me a present to celebrate 300 episodes of WFOD.
Oh, and Travis, you're totally getting an invite to the baby shower.
I think we need our own, like, animation. Animated WFOD.
So if there's any listeners out there who are good at animation, just take some audio from one of the episodes and post that sucker on YouTube.
Yeah, guys, make us stuff, you know. Entertain us.
Animated redneck chef would be the greatest thing ever.
Right. You'd probably watch it a whole bunch of times, wouldn't you, Napier?
Easily. He'd play in the car
too. On his little 3-inch DVD player that comes on his bitchin' stereo system.
Guys, I appreciate all of you. I'm glad that, you know, we can do this thing with each other every week and have a good time.
Amen.
And I appreciate the listeners that stick with us, and the ones that don't.
For
the ones
all 300 that episodes.
Stopped by for a brief period of time, you know, thanks. It was nice of you to check us out.
All the old people, we miss you. Come back.
Be sure to rate us 5 stars on iTunes, yeah. Right?
Follow us on the Twitters. All that good stuff.
Drunk, do you have anything else you want the people to know about?
Yeah.
Do you have a pick?
Of the week, apparently, is Kids Bubble Bath. I've been missing this my whole life.
It smells fine. It smells good. I need to get it. You know, the adult flavors, they have like a lavender.
I was about to say,
and vanilla.
Coconut, probably.
Coconut, stuff like that.
You could drink some buttered popcorn vodka while you're lounging.
That's my secondary pick of the week, the Odka vodka.
I might, next week, go get one of the other Odka vodka flavors for us to enjoy next week. They have a fresh cut grass.
Nope, won't do that one.
They had wasabi.
Might.
Ooh, that sounds good to me.
And they had one that tasted like apple pie.
Wasabi'd be perfect for a Bloody Mary.
I'm all about the apple pie.
Wasabi do a Bloody Mary? A Bloody Mary is like a tomato juice, isn't it?
Yep.
I mean, it's more than tomato juice, baby. More than tomato juice.
Travis, pick of the week, buddy?
Travis's pick of the week is Legion, the X-Men-based program on the FX channel. I just recently DVR'd them all from the on-demand service from DirecTV. I've gotten through 5 of them, and the show is amazing. I wish I would have watched it while it was on. There is a second season coming, so if you have access to Legion on FX, I highly recommend it.
Doesn't it have that Aubrey Plaza?
Aubrey Plaza's in it, and Dan Stevens, I think he got his start from Downton Abbey, but was also in a great movie called The Guest.
Was he the guest? Awesome.
He was the guest. Yep. That movie's badass, too. If you haven't checked that out, definitely watch it. But Legion on FX is amazing. Really good.
All right. Might have to backflip it.
Napier?
My pick of the week is the real Ghostbusters cartoon from the fucking 90s. It's on Netflix right now.
Yes.
So if you have a chance, go watch it. It's held up rather well. Go watch that shit.
Added that to my list so me and the boy can watch it. I'm very excited. We watched a bunch of He-Man episodes, and I'm very much looking watching some Ghostbusters.
Guys, thanks again. It's a busy week this week, so we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
All WFOD all the time, baby.
Be sure to, you know, tweet out the hashtag, #WFOD300, because, I mean, we're doing the goddamn effort. Least you could do is just tweet about it. You know what I'm saying?
Here, an episode is quite the milestone.
Tweet
in
about it!
Come on.
Well, that's Napier's mama.
That's my mama.
Mama. Yes, it's happened once before, if you really must know. Okay. Please, please calm down, baby. It's not as bad as you're making it sound. Just a little cooker, close call when my really handsome cooker cousin was in town. Baby, well, one thing I gotta know about before we do this tonight. Baby, well, one thing I gotta know. Gotta make sure you're not my cousin, my cousin, my cousin. Sure, you're not my cousin, my cousin, my cousin. This year I'm not gonna fuck my cousin. This year I'm not gonna fuck my cousin in the parking lot behind Red Lobster.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Guys, it's Napier. Join us live Monday nights at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. You can listen to back episodes at wfodix.com. Call in, leave us a voicemail at 636-487-HAND. That's H-A-N-D. Interact with us on Twitter at WFODshow or facebook.com/WFODix. Email your comments to wfodshow@gmail.com. Special thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balzonia, and Jody B. Come back next week. We'll do this again, probably.
Hey guys, Mike here. We have a Patreon now. Basically, it's a monthly donation type thing. It's stupid, but a bunch of people have one, and ultimately we're just sheep. If you want to give us money to do the same thing we do for free anyway, that'd be nice. We'll say thanks. If not, no sweat. This won't change our relationship at all. You ungrateful fuckfaces.